Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Road again! Just can't wait to get on the road again!
Are you going to be able to stop without singing the whole song?
Yes, we're stopping. Well, unless we do the Muppet ones. Move right along. From the set fancy free. Move right along. Okay, stop.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, the musical.
We did have a musical episode like Buffy did.
Yeah, we did.
Did you see the Supernatural one?
Yes!
Oh my god, that was freaking hilarious.
The episode fan fiction. Funny.
If anyone has seen Scrubs, the musical
episode. I loved that one. Okay, all right. We digress.
So the group just cowardly ran from the dragon.
We're retreating in a different direction. I was all for staying
and killing the dragon.
Yes, you were.
I was killing the dragon, but I was recalled to our duty.
When she says, our duty demands. Just, you know, when she says killing the dragon, she means vainly trying to kill the dragon.
Throwing her life away for nothing!
What happens? OGM?
So, as you guys are getting back in your carts, and turning your cart around and heading back.
Moving our fanny.
From whence you came. You guys are heading out for about a good rest of the day. It's getting on into the later part of the evening.
As you do.
As your cart, you come along and you see there's some trees knocked down.
Oh my god.
Oh dear.
In the road.
Oh! I don't suspect anything
and
at all.
The trees look like they were ripped up by the roots, by the way.
Deja vu, anyone?
That's not a good sign.
Ogres!
That's all you, Saltadel.
So I'm just going to give a reminder. It says that the creatures at the end know they've been charmed.
This is a different forest.
And mind you, no, it's not that.
It is.
It's just a different part of the forest. It's the same forest.
And you're driving a cart through these roads that don't usually get carts, so it leaves a nice grooved trail.
Oh, like gingerbread crumbs.
So, what do you guys do as you're pulling up your cart to...
This isn't going to end well.
Said.
I'll rear up the cart.
Has it been eight?
I think we're going to
draw our weapons. Our battle, has it been 8 hours?
It has been 8 hours.
I'm going to hop down and cast shield.
But you've been in the back of a cart, not really resting.
Okay, so I don't get to roll to recharge, but I'll get to use another charge. It's okay, I have 10 charges. So I have Shield of Faith.
Take stock of our surroundings.
Yes. Okay. My weapon is drawn, bow at hand and ready.
Is it perception?
If you would like to perceive, yes.
I would like to attempt to perceive.
I'm perceiving at an 11.
At an 11?
I'm not
That's actually a good question. I need to...
Not very perceptive.
Oh, I got 13 in perception.
Your 11 tells you see some trees horribly, abusively ripped out and knocked over.
So unkind to the trees.
I got a 13 in perception.
You do know, for a fact, this is a large boulder.
Okay.
That there is something breathing heavily behind that boulder. It is not Darth Vader. It's more like someone with a cold breathing through a big, snarly... boogery nose.
Oh.
Troll.
Troll?
I don't know.
Ogre.
Booger trolls.
Oh, I don't sense
it. It's like boogies. the troll in Harry Potter. It's like the wand goes.
Feast trumpers.
I smell a monster.
Okay, so what do you guys
I want to sneak up behind
on this
side. Does that person work on monsters?
Yes. Okay. Well, humanoids.
I'm going to try and sneak and scout it out to find out and let them know.
Okay, maybe so he just needs a really good hanky.
And I'm going to use my advantage.
Okay, that's a better plan. I was going to use mage hand to pinch it.
Okay. She's running all ninja style.
Serpentine.
That's a 20!
She disappears from existence.
Disappears into the underbrush. There was a small tuft of grass right there, and as soon as she passed it, gone.
Just so you know, viewers at home, she got a natural 20.
Okay, so you're peeking around the corner here.
Yes. What do I see? It's an ogre.
Is it the same ogre?
It looks like the same ogre.
No!
Except he's got a few orc heads tied to his belt.
He's going to be very displeased.
You see he's got this big ogre-sized javelin in his hand. And on it is carved some words.
Okay, what does it say?
Give me a perception.
I hate elves.
Elves are not your friend.
Oh my god, two natural
20s! Natural 20.
I know.
You look at this staff, and he, in horrible grammar, wrote Elf Wizard.
It's got your name on it!
Must die!
K-Y-Y-L.
Oh, dear.
He's going to kill you.
At least he doesn't want to kill you.
So he either wants to kill me, or he wants to give me some krill. Also, strangely, it's written in crayon.
No, it's carved haphazardly.
And you can see he's hidden back here, and he's got line of sight. So, you know, he must have spotted you guys.
I just have an idea. Chart person is still going to work.
Wouldn't it be funny if you charmed him again?
I'm just saying. So I'm going to toddle on back, tell him exactly what I see.
Give me a stealth
and
roll.
And I am going
it's
to...
It's our friend.
A 17.
That'll work.
Okay. So I'm going to say, I'm going to tell him exactly what I see.
Pop it behind him in the door. Been here this whole time.
Guess what? It's our friend the ogre, or more likely your friend, and he is me. Great. He's got this big old javelin that basically says, kill the elf. And he can see us, he can see down the line. So what I'm suggesting is perhaps that we have the two fighters kind of stay just at a distance, you know, and say, gee, I wonder why these logs are here. And then maybe you and I can come along to the side and you can jump them again.
No! The last time I went with you, you abandoned me to five bandits!
Okay, so
I thought it was
you won't know that we're there. Okay.
No, that was the time before that.
She bandits bugbears
and bandits.
Because now listen. She's gonna listen.
Exterminate.
Just listen.
We have achieved
Tipper.
Just so you know, before she was flailing her arms.
Yeah, she's still flailing her arms. Okay. See, bring out. Just listen, okay? All right.
As Lady Coraline begins giggling manically, listening at the elf and the halfling go at it.
At some point, the ogre's gonna just pop out.
Okay, he's gonna throw that javelin. Okay. So if you charm him, then he can move the logs for us.
I'm not against the idea of charming him. I'm against the idea of you and me and no fighters.
Well, smarty elf pants. Do you have a better idea?
Yes.
What?
I just haven't thought of it.
Can we say at this point the ogre pops out?
No. I just want to also say,
let's give the ogre perception roll.
We could actually, you know, we don't have to let him live in there.
Was that an actual 20?
No. But it was an 18. And pretty much at this point,
he's going to throw the javelin.
Ogre hears all this conversation going on. And do well, like the shirt says,
keep calm and roll initiative.
Can I spend my this on this?
Your advantage, yeah.
13. I got 13.
10.
16.
16.
How much up?
Seeing this ever roll really.
All I'm seeing is like 14 and 7.
Seven.
Yeah, but how many times?
This guy's terrible.
Use a different one.
Use this.
You should patronize Tucson Games and Gadgets and buy a new one.
Tucson.
Actually, you missed it. Actually, for Xander's birthday,
Jocelyn
gave him a set of dice.
I actually got a set in that color, too. That's an awesome color.
I know, y'all flame it.
They're flaming. I think there's a dice bag up there.
Too. Okay, so the initiatives of this.
So what did you get, Gary, for Thrain?
I got a 13, which is not bad.
No.
Not as good as I got, but okay. Roll one. Can we spend advantage to make him roll low?
No.
Oh, but we can talk smack until he rolls really well.
And with 19. First.
Sultan will do his famous javelin catching act.
No. And this one has your name on it.
So the ogre pokes his head around the rock. And you're all having your discussion.
What? We
I
get
said,
him.
I said, I no. What, okay.
I don't know why he's so upset.
Better idea. We get him to come and out. And he doesn't throw the deck.
You just hear him a roar. Oh. As he... Roar! And he chucks the javelin.
My AC is just... Oh my god!
A natural 20!
You're the worst! I hate you!
Do we have a direct?
Just an old spew!
Oh my god! No, this is not funny!
You!
Do we have a resurrect?
You!
Can you resurrect people?
You no. asshole!
I can heal him. He's not gonna die.
Bullshit!
How many hit points do you have?
No,
crush it. I'm an idiot.
Oh,
that's 19.
So, Xander, I will give you a choice. Do you want me to use the static number or roll dice?
Can you tell
me? It's less than 19.
Oh, God.
It's your choice. Static number or rolling with dice.
Can you tell me what the static number is?
No, because that would be you'd be able to do the math real quick in your head.
I can heal you.
You know, you're just going to go into death checks.
Yeah.
And then you'll...
Lady Coraline knows that by heart.
She's died almost several times.
Roll the dice? Okay. So
okay, everyone. No, don't say that!
May I borrow a d20?
No, not from here.
D6.
Do you want the brown one?
A d6.
No, d6.
Wait, a d20?
Oh, a d6.
For damage?
On the plus side, well, 10. You get bad end of that deal.
Yeah, you did.
See, this is why I don't like you.
18 points of damage.
Oh, he's still alive.
Still alive.
18 points of damage as a javelin hewed freshly from one of these trees with your kind of name on it? Thuds into you, dropping you to your knees.
Oh, no.
In front of everyone.
Oh, he's going to die.
You're still alive.
With it on like Donkey Kong.
By one hit point.
I'll be alive. I'll be better.
You didn't hurt me. I could give you lessons in spelling. You can
still
hurt
you.
You know, the
I'll
thing
fix him
is
in a second.
Okay.
Not surprised, an idiot, when you're such a crude weapon.
Which one of you two has the higher dex?
I have dexterity plus 3.
Plus two.
So
okay.
I do.
So but we're tied.
Galen, yeah,
no,
you
no,
two are tied.
No, we're tied.
Because they're tied. That's why I'm asking. So, Galen, what are you going to do?
There's my inspiration.
Using advantage?
Yeah.
Oh, you are going to pay, ogre!
And I'm going to shoot. My attempt is to jump up on the top of the oxen and shoot so I can have a clean horse.
Okay.
He's going to get on Thingy.
Actually,
Thingy.
No, take that back. I'm riding shotgun anyway, so all I have to do is stand up on the vehicle and shoot my arrow straight at him.
Okay.
Delightful.
You know, I think in future he will
I'm going for the T-zone, you know, the
T-zone.
Yeah, the T-zone.
You got to sniper him and take him out in one shot.
Yeah, and we're going to get 17.
17 hits him.
Okay, good.
Excellent.
And we've got 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Whose turn is it now?
Okay, it is now the Salted Elf, who has a new staff.
Going to stand up and say...
That defends him.
You idiots do not deserve the breath that fills your lungs. And I'm going to try to charm him.
Okay.
that would be funny. Okay.
So how does the spell go?
It's all up to him.
But what's my DC I gotta roll?
You, 13. Wisdom,
right?
13, and it's wisdom.
13 on wisdom.
Because this game doesn't... Nope, not gonna collect.
Okay, he's negative 2. 12. 12.
Fuck.
Now, read the spell.
Oh, you're a dick.
This is going to be from the mouths of babes.
But he has hit the age of 14.
Don't
which
even
is clearly
know.
Like a hallmark into profanity land.
Are you kidding? By 14, I was in my heyday.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, my mother was in the military.
Okay,
so,
failed saving girl.
Yes, as a matter of fact,
it is
we were the only children that had license to curse.
Spell ends or
but there was only conditions. We could
do
say
harmful to
whatever we
to
wanted.
To you or your companions?
As long as we knew
no,
okay. exactly what it meant.
It, the spell lasts until sentence. My companions do anything
well,
harmful
like
to it.
Condition.
Like put an arrow in him?
That happened before.
Yeah,
it happened before.
I know, I'm giving it to you.
Okay. So, I'm going to shout, don't hurt him.
Well, they're also
don't hurt my dearest friend.
No, don't hurt him.
It'll affect the charm spell.
Now, you idiotic brute, move this trees.
He's gonna do it. Because he's gonna do it. And he's gonna do it with a smile on his face.
He is.
Make elf happy. Okay.
No. I love elf.
Okay, Nibble Nick. I'm assuming you have better dex than Thrain.
Yeah, most likely.
What are you going
but
to do?
He won't let me hurt it.
15. He heals 15 points of damage.
Okay.
Could you pick its pockets? Does it have pockets?
I'm sure it has pockets, but I'm not sure I want to know what's in them.
I will let. He will empty them out.
Okay.
Okay.
I wonder if this would be allowed. It's like,
run it by me.
Let him. If I ride on his back. Okay, and then as soon as he finishes moving the trees, if I could just do a coup de grace.
Well, it wouldn't be coup de grace. He's not.
It'd be like
what? All I could literally.
You would get your advantage,
yes.
And you could do your rogue thing, but it wouldn't be a insta kill. That's not tied up and bound.
Better idea. Here's just my idea. We sent him
to
kill the dragon.
No.
He's not that far away.
No,
he wouldn't do it.
No,
he
wouldn't
do it.
It.
He's
oh,
not, you know, charm doesn't like
it. It doesn't make
like,
you becoming a lemming and go off the
yeah.
edge.
But I was going to say,
baby,
go away.
The dragon wants to be his friend.
He's just going to come back, though.
Until you run into an ogre again that's half burned with acid.
I'm okay with this.
What?
It's like, we got
to
put him
down
after this.
You rolled a natural 20. Now you legally have to help me. What?
Wait,
what?
I roll a 20.
Legally.
There's
legally.
Legal. I didn't read that in the handbook.
I also have never read that.
You forgot.
The GM's guide's not out, so I haven't
you forgot
the
about the
yet.
Evil, the evil GM?
He's gonna keep coming back.
We'll never be made
and
of friends.
Well, only if
and
the GM rolls.
Came
back.
So what are you looking for?
He was sitting on the
porch. I don't know.
He wants him to go away without us having to kill him.
Yeah.
You could basically tell him to take this tree and drag it to somewhere.
Yep.
As far away as you can get.
Yeah, tell him the town that way needs a tree and to drag the tree to town and they'll give you food.
Yeah.
And he's just gonna come back.
Also,
no, maybe he'll go to the town. They'll see how helpful he is cleaning trees, and he'll get a job.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Also, if you
or
wouldn't
he'll kill
mind,
everybody there.
If you wouldn't mind, did you get anything from the orcs that you so bravely killed, and could you give it to us since we are in desperate need of provisions?
Okay. He reaches in and he unties an orc head that's tied to his belt.
No, I meant the money.
and he shakes it, and you hear some rattling noise inside it, and he says. Orc's very rich, and he drops the head in your hand.
Thank you.
And you can see that the head, the crown of the skull was apparently pulled out, and there's crude lacing on the top, so it's like a purse.
Cool.
And the mouth is stitched shut.
You could sell this at a convention.
and you do definitely hear some clattering
I
inside.
I just killed you, dude. Don't be touching me.
Thank you.
And he kind of gives you the dopey smile again, like, I did good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take the log.
How can you take the log?
And he looks at you guys, and then he just like snaps the arrow that's in his arm off, and he's dragging the tree.
Wait, is the arrow still in him?
Yeah. He just snapped
it
off.
Let me fix it before he goes.
No! Don't fix it! Let him get gangrene!
It might get die.
I'm sorry. It's just not it's the way
he needs a Benny for that because he's falling.
He does.
Natural 20.
I should have also gotten
natural 20, Ben.
I should have also gotten 20 for also charming him.
I'll heal it.
Charming him again.
Okay.
He doesn't deserve it. He's gonna. He tried to kill the elf. I agree.
This is what makes Thrain Thrain. Yeah, let's celebrate him.
Yeah, hey, well, I like Thrain.
I like Thrain as
well. I am loyal to my friends.
Elect Thrain for president.
Anyone else can take a trip on the River Styx for all I care, and this guy tried to hurt my friend.
Okay, okay.
Oh, she's just going for a Benny there.
Yeah. There we go.
He shouldn't heal. But he already did it. He's not very smart. I'm not going to blame him.
Let him go.
I'm okay. A rogue. I'm not like Maddie.
So as you guys are getting back to your cart, you got to kind of like go around because the ogre's dragging the tree behind him.
Goodbye.
And you do notice as it's dragging it behind him, it's covering up your cart tracks.
Aww.
Because it's like the old bush trick behind your horses. It's covering up all your tracks.
We were never there.
Yeah, well, this thing only lasts an hour, and he's got a very large stride.
Okay,
let's
go.
Move.
Okay, so you guys are heading off. And
I don't think I even had to get off the cart for that one.
As it should be, really.
And you guys are going to have to set camp.
Listen to me. As far as we
now,
can get.
Oh, are you going to set camp before dark and take time? Or are you just going to like, oh crap, it's dark.
I suggest
let's
we take our time.
Before dark, check the surrounding areas.
Yes.
Make sure we've set up watch and listen.
You got it.
I'll take
okay,
watch.
So if you're going to take time, I will let you guys make where you're going to go to camp.
You want to draw it? Somebody can draw it.
Okay.
And so I'm going to make you guys draw the map.
There's a big pile of treasure out of the center.
Kelly, you're the artist. You're not an artist.
I can draw the...
You're more artist than us. Go for it.
So there's a big pile of treasure at the center.
Some fresh running water.
Shall we pause or just, you know, keep recording while you're drawing?
Yeah, pause.
Okay, guys. We'll be right back with you. Well,
keep listening.
Kelly does some artistic magic.
Yay!
There will be pictures.
Better her than
can
us.
Can I draw? Oh, I want to draw.
All right, through movie magic, we now have the map done. Woo! So you guys are settling down for the night.
Whoever drew part of it is really good at drawing.
Yeah, then there's that other side.
With the fish.
In the
fish
road.
In the road.
Someone dropped a fish. They were selling fish.
Okay, so who's taking what order of watch?
I'll take the first watch.
I'll take like a late watch.
A late
it's
watch?
Dark and I can see in the
dark. I feel like I should hide.
I'll take the early watch.
Well, and then I'll take the in-between watch.
Okay, so...
Okay, why don't the humans take the earliest, the latest, the first watch, and the last
first
watch?
Okay,
I'm the last watch.
I can't see in the dark.
So if she takes first, I can take second. You can take, like, you know, graveyard.
And I'm
I'll
last.
Take graveyard, Jeff.
I feel like I...
You guys don't want me up and around while you...
I'm not getting a mischief. Suddenly my purse is lighter when I
No, I would never do that from Prince. But I might get bored.
You're missing a kidney. You're awake in a pool of ice.
Okay.
Why is why is my hand in this warm bowl of water?
That would
do.
Sorry, man. We didn't have a pot to warm up water. That's not water.
No.
Okay, so while everyone is getting down and resting.
Getting down.
Twyla is on
watch. Twyla? Was my cousin here? Twyla!
Okay.
Did she come Tilda. To sing
the
songs? Oh, no, we have
Tilda.
The bard.
We're murdered brutally because Twyla isn't here. So it shows up.
The bard shows up.
And the bard shows up, and then a huge javelin goes into the bard.
No! And there was such a
thing. She's pinned to this beautiful tree as she bleeds out.
No!
That's harsh.
You know what else is harsh?
Life.
Rolling a 20.
It's what happens, Xander. It's a game.
Oh, wait a minute. Die down.
Die down. I'll have to go for one. Give me 20.
Okay.
The forest is alive.
Okay. Nimble Nick, what's your passive perception?
My passive perception?
Uh-huh. Unless you're actively perceiving.
Of course I'm actively perceiving. I'm a watch.
Okay, roll me a d20.
It's kind of her job.
19.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and I'm assuming you guys were eating some more Bertram for dinner,
I've prepared my spell.
Bertram.
Okay.
So I've tried
we're having
well,
Bertram
you haven't
on
finished
toast.
Your rest yet. You're just settling down
How
for your
long
We haven't rested yet.
You haven't really actually rested. Had a rest yet. Because you guys are, this first watch, you guys are just getting down to your rest.
Where'd the book
So go? You hear something rustling out in the darkness.
Rustle.
Sounds like it could be a bear or something large. She's trying to be
snuffling.
Sneaky.
Hark, I hear a rustling, guys.
So you're going to wake them up? You're not going to investigate instead?
Just investigate. You'll investigate.
Or mage hand.
I'm going to go sneaky.
You're going to go sneak? Are you bringing any light sources for yourself since it's dark?
In some way. I do have my hooded lantern.
Just wake us up then.
Yeah, because he can see in the dark.
I got 17 plus 7, okay.
Now, do you have a light source?
20 plus. I have a hooded lantern.
Okay, so it's hard to sneak when you have a light with you.
Yeah, but I still got a 24.
Okay, you're walking very quietly.
If you could with a light source, I just did.
Okay, you think the noise is like out here. How close are you going to get to it with your hooded lantern?
He's
going to
see it.
I'm going to kind of cover the hood.
Okay. See? You hear some...
Is it the same breathing?
Do I sound like
it's not like snotty breathing. One thing breathing. It sounds like one thing breathing.
Animal breathing or...
Does it sound like it's touching it?
It's nose. It's touching its nose.
It's in the self-help section watching two people.
Do I smell?
You hear all of a sudden like fur bristling and then it gets dead silent.
Do I smell anything?
To lose another d20. Okay.
Do I smell anything?
You don't smell anything. Do you want to shine the light?
No.
Yeah, because I can always just run back and
okay.
Shine to us too.
I'm going to.
Well, you don't need to roll dice for shining the light.
Well, for my success. What the hell is that?
Owlbear.
Owlbear.
On all four, stalking the smelling steak. In the air.
I rolled it
randomly. I just commented.
She shouts Owlbear.
I shout Owlbear and...
Roll for initiative.
You're the worst. She's the bestest. I rolled a 2.
Unnatural 20.
12.
14.
7.
What did Galen get?
You're 12. So angry.
What did Thryng get?
I'm so salty.
14. Sorry, 13. 13.
So
salty.
So salty. So salty.
A 2.
Oh, that's good.
I also rolled a 2.
Well, at least Tilda doesn't get ran down and trying to run from an owl bear.
Right?
That I am going to
okay,
shoot
so first,
and back up.
Okay. So roll for your shoot. You will be at disadvantage, though.
No, I won't.
Okay, you're going to be straight rolling.
Well, actually, if I back up, that's part of my movement.
Well, no, your disadvantage is... Well, it's going to be even worse then, because you're shooting off in the darkness.
Well, I'm just going to...
Because you're basically putting down your hooded lamp and shooting your bow.
Is a 18 good enough to hit?
18 will hit.
Okay.
As soon as you flash the light, its eye, its big owl eyes,
the pupil goes
shrink instantly.
7 points of damage.
7 points of damage.
And I'm going to use my movement to
dash back into camp.
Owlbear! Owlbear!
I imagine you're running like Owlbear.
Do the whole long thing.
Arms waving.
Owlbear!
Owlbear!
Okay, now remember, all of you are at rest right now.
Man!
I'll give you that you didn't take off your armor for rest, because you're hardcore adventurers.
It'll take us time to get our stuff together.
But you will have to, you were at rest, you were at calmness, so you're going to take a turn to get your bearings, get up, get your weapons.
Got it.
What if you don't need a weapon?
Then you don't need a weapon.
Like if you cast,
but you still have to get a bearing.
Even though technically he's an elf, so he didn't sleep.
Oh, true.
I say you can act.
The elf could act. Yeah, because
I'm saying that I should be able to act.
I'm gonna get my maul out.
So Thryng, it's gonna be your turn. So you're just preparing yourself.
Grab the maul.
Okay. He's going to the maul. That's where the zombies go.
He's going to the maul.
Okay, Galen, you're getting ready, grabbing your quiver and your arrows. And
exactly. She's all a quiver.
Sticking some arrows into the ground. Okay, then we have Lady Coraline. You're grabbing your sword and shield and preparing yourself.
Yeah, sword and board.
Okay.
Take it, Spank!
Thankfully, because of the light here, you do have a nice good light going this direction. And still that beautiful smell of sizzling steak in the air.
So who goes first? Owlbear or me?
What's your dex?
I have a +2 on initiative.
+2 to dex?
+2.
Okay, then you will go first.
Yeah.
Which means the... Owlbear's off in the distance.
Okay, so I can't hit it with burning hands.
Why?
He's going to set fire on one of the forest.
Well, no, I could do that.
It's not even technically in range.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking. Yeah. So what I am going to do is one of my new spells.
Okay.
Oh, ooh, new toy.
Range. Hopefully. How much is each square?
5 feet.
You're easily in range.
So I'm easily in range. Okay. That's
not bad. You said 60 feet, right?
Yeah, 60 feet.
And remember, you still haven't gotten back any extra spells yet.
But I haven't used this spell. I'm going to cast Cloud of Daggers.
Cloud of Daggers.
Okay.
Ooh, that's dramatic sounding, too.
So, at the bush where it is, I fill the air with spinning daggers in 5 feet on each side.
So where do you put the daggers?
Right on him.
It's right on him.
So it's right on him? We'll say this square?
Yes. Any creature that's in it and ends its turn or starts its turn takes 44 slashing damage.
44 slashing damage.
Yeah.
4D4.
We're
going
to have to get 4D4. I was like, what?
Oh, that would have been great.
We'll have to get the pipe cleaners and start doing that type of thing.
So 19, I assume, obviously.
19 will hit.
So yeah. So it's
starting its turn?
Yes.
When it starts its turn, it's going to take 44.
Okay, so get ready to roll 44.
Okay.
It's got 44 ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh. All right, so it's starting its turn, so go ahead and roll.
Oh my god, strangely, it takes 44. Who knew?
44.
Oh, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7 points damage?
Hey, seven's better than nothing.
Starts it all adds up. I know it has 30 health, so.
You know it has 30 health?
Copper counts.
It has 30.
Okay, next time.
Okay, so it's its turn. It's hungry. And Tilda, why didn't you run further?
I said I was running away. You're the one that stopped me there.
Yeah.
How far would you go?
How far can I run? It's low. It's a...
You can run 25 plus your extra dash. I mean, so you...
No!
Yes!
She left
the
you
The rogue left you again!
Bitch.
Well, wait. Don't they recognize their ancestral enemy, the dwarves?
No, they don't.
You fucking...
Come down on the sword.
I was already moving.
Tone down on the sword.
Let's
tone down the sword.
Ready, sing the
20.
You can bleep it. God, I hate you.
No, I just mark it as explicit.
And we want to be a family friendly killing and dice rolling.
So your club daggers is there. Spinning blades continuing on their way. It's a bad day to be the elf.
It is. It's because my companions abandoned me.
You know,
well,
you still...
not true. The first time you
I've got one more
today
super
was...
elf.
The first time
you didn't listen to me.
Would not trust
so
in your companions.
So Owlbear, by the way, for the record, has multi-attack.
Oh,
really?
Oh,
yay.
Oh, dear.
That's why I was asking. Are you sure you want to run out there in front of it?
You didn't ask me that.
I thought it really hard.
He waggles his eyes.
You had
asked. Okay.
You made the decision, sweetie.
First, it's going to sweep
you.
Don't
worry,
it's charging at you.
I wanted to get away from it.
It's charging at you like
a
bear. And all of a sudden, it comes up close, does a little double hop so it gets on both its back feet, and it swings its first claw at you.
Pretend you're dead.
Misses!
Then swings its second claw.
It's too hungry.
Wait, okay, so since the battle with the ogre, has it been 8 hours?
No, it hasn't.
Then I still
just
have 15 armor.
You still have 15 armor?
Yeah, all right, 15 AC.
Okay. Will a 17 hit?
Yeah. Just told you my armor. Yes.
14 damage for the claw.
14 damage!
Yeah, we almost did again.
And now comes the beak.
Oh, triple multi-attack.
Yeah. They're not
miss,
nice creatures.
Miss.
But you did do some damage.
Okay. So you guys getting ready, getting your gear up. The elf does some wiggle through the bushes. And some ferocious, giant,
just
massive ball of fur, claws, and beak
and
flies in front of him. And you just see him maul the elf down on the ground.
Yay.
You know, I've done this a lot. It's not that bad.
Wait, did it hit me?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
It hit you for an unnatural 20 for an additional 10
God,
points.
Oh, my God, this thing's packing a punch.
Oh, so you're negative.
God, I hate you. It all of
you. Are you negative?
We love
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm negative.
Okay. Nimble Nick.
Death
I'm going to shoot him.
The elf or the owlbear?
What about Miss Misery?
Owlbear!
I mean, you left the elf behind!
Three times!
I was gonna split the attacks between both of you guys!
Then we would have lost both of our DPS. That would have been terrible.
DPS. Like, I have really low armor class. Okay.
So's the guy in the robes.
He actually has a little better than I do.
Because this magic spell, because he's got an uber
staff. The guy who did 7 damage and then took 19.
Oh, shnikey!
Oh. But you know, the good news is she can't kill you. You're already dead.
Botch doesn't mean you hit a party member. That's
it just means you...
Only if you roll another one.
You can drop your weapon, you can fumble.
I've dropped many a weapon.
Nimble Nick turns around real quick with her bow and thunk, she shoots an arrow like literally 2 feet in front of her. She's that scared by seeing this huge, thinking that this little halfling could be eaten by this thing in one bite.
I don't like this guy.
She's still scared when she opened that hooded lantern and there was the eye of the bugbear, of the
owlbear.
Okay, so, Thrain, what are you going to do?
Okay, I would like to kill this thing, but, okay, so what I want to do is, since I'm still near the ground, grab my shield, run, slide on the ground on my stomach with the shield above him. So I'm like, shield him with the shield,
beautiful.
And then, boom, hand down on him.
Okay.
So the shield is above him. I will take the next hit.
Shielding with your
body. And that's Benny for that. Oh my God.
I got it already.
Take a picture of this.
You should be less angry. Look at that dramatic, you know, save that you
did. That is so awesome.
Oh, that's good. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. What was I at negatives?
Just that.
We only had, so you're negative 6. But it doesn't matter. Basically, you're back up on your feet.
So I'm 10.
Yeah. Well, you'd back up with 1.
Oh. What?
Yeah, when you get healed up from negatives, you go strictly just to 1.
Okay.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
You still have healing potions, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
But all of a sudden, your eyes snap open as you feel something heavy laying on your back, and you're praying it's not the bugbear. Yeah. It smells funny. Wait.
Smells like
dwarfy.
Okay, next scene.
Dwarfs smell like beer.
Galen the Gallant.
What about Almighty Johnson? Sorry.
Okay, go for it.
I didn't see that episode yet.
Sorry.
No spoilers. All right, I'm definitely going to shoot my arrow.
Now, don't forget, you guys, you do have your abilities that you got at second and third level, remember?
I get
mine is only,
You didn't get any abilities, mister? I got a new spell.
That did 7 points of damage.
What about your shield? What about your stuff?
I'll do that and an action surge.
Okay, so you're going to attack twice?
I'm going to attack twice.
Okay.
Do I want to roll at the same time, or do I
want to... Well, no, just roll each one.
Okay, 16 hit?
16 will hit.
Okay, so then... seven points of damage.
Okay.
Oh, natural 20!
Yay!
So that's 27 to hit.
Okay, that'll hit.
Okay, and so since it's I get to roll double damage.
Well, no, it's you add 1 extra dice, remember?
Yeah.
Double damage.
Two dice
okay.
is double damage.
Okay, well, I didn't know
what
your
bow
does.
Sorry, I'm rolling 2 dice.
Your bow only does 1d6?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a short bow? I'm like, what are you rolling?
Mine does 1d6.
Yeah, I know. She was short-chaining herself in dice.
The whole game, after playing d6s. I'm so stupid! Yeah!
And yet you're still killing things.
Oh, okay, so...
10 plus...
No, that's, so... 11, and 5, 16 points of damage.
16 points of damage.
I'm so stupid.
It's okay. I was wondering, I'd be like, what are you ordering a d6 for?
Because she was watching me, and I roll sixes.
Okay, Lady Corlin, what are you going to do?
Yeah, my sister's always...
Now, there's nothing for me to do but to go forward and,
Slay the vile beast!
Is there any Bertram left nearby?
There's...
I take Talon and I stab it through some Bertram, and I go forth to the owl bear.
This is cute! This is
and stunt dice for that.
Is it? Seven?
I think it's awfully stunt.
I think it's, that's what he wants.
Shove my sword with the stake into the owlbear's mouth. Vile fiend! Be gone with you! You shall not have my companions this day. Ha-ha. Surrender or die.
Love it. Love
now,
it.
Now, are you letting it take the meat?
Well, I'm shoving it into its mouth.
Or are you attacking
it
while you're
doing it
this?
Into its mouth?
Well, I'm shoving it into its mouth. If it
wait, if it just takes the meat. Then
that's what I'm implying. Are you feeding it or are you attacking it?
Wait, feed it. We haven't fought it yet, right? No one's hit it.
Yeah, I have. I have.
It's nearly dead.
I hit it.
Then don't bother feeding it.
No, you know what? I'm stabbing it because it had 5 seconds to surrender, and it clearly
did. I will give you advantage for that.
It did not surrender when it had the chance. I have a natural 20.
Wow. The 20s are flowing.
Now you let them flow like dwarven ale.
That's one extra die.
Only frost.
Yep.
Oh, I think I should take 2 red die.
Because she wishes to see blood.
And roll poorly, but it is 4.
Bloody owlbears.
5 and 8 damage.
Good job.
I love that movie.
So 13? Awesome.
8. 8 total damage.
8 total?
You know, it should have just,
it's pretty wounded now.
Asked politely.
Bloody.
Okay, so next will be the salted elf.
So I can't do anything?
You can back up.
No,
you can
run away.
You can
back
up.
You
take a health potion?
No, because you've got 2 tanks.
Back up
if
take
if he breaks, if he goes out, you would get an attack of opportunity.
Ow.
But you can test something.
So, yeah, well, but
you have 9
damage. But
burning flame
him
right from here.
And that will hit you guys.
No, you can just do it right as a cone starting right
there. The cone starts right here in his first spot.
But it will hit them.
No. Xander, so he's in this square. Lean forward. You're in this square. You would start this way.
Oh.
Because the dwarf's on top of you.
He's protecting
you. Then flaming hands. Burning hands?
Okay,
yeah, I'm going to spend
it. All right.
He's going all flamey with his flamey dice.
Isn't it, I make a dex save?
Well, don't I have to roll to cast it?
No, I don't.
No. Yeah, you make a dex save.
Keep your Benny.
Yeah.
All right, so what is the save?
It's a dex, and then it's 3.
1 6. One point higher than whatever you roll.
6.
Well, hold on. What did I need to get?
11.
Your spell?
13.
13? Okay, he makes it so it's half damage.
That's fine.
12, 13, 14, 15. So 15, half, round it down, it's going to be 6. Or
round
7.
Up.
Round up, it'll be
8.
Yes, because 0.5 is always rounded up.
Yep.
Mathematically speaking.
Yes, mathematically.
With my
As your flames shoot out, it just swats
but
its face, burning a few stray feathers and a whole bunch of hair.
There's nothing like burnt feathers for the cure of giddiness.
That's true. I feel very
serious. Okay, what's next?
So,
best version of the Scarlet Pimpernel ever.
The bugbear. I mean, bugbear.
Now he's got multiple attacks.
Owlbear. Is going to first use its beak attack to try to attack the meat on your sword. Because that's all it was here for, was the cooking oxen.
Yeah,
see? Oh, we could have just fed it.
Misses horribly.
It could have been eating.
So in frustration, it's going to claw attack you.
Oh, it needs a... I have an AC of 20.
Ooh,
that's amazing.
It's the shield.
And he rolls an
horribly.
8.
Horribly!
He basically stomps his pawed hand in the ground, and you all feel the thud of the power behind this blow.
Smoke is in his eyes.
And in frustration,
and it's a smoker without feathers.
His second claw will come flying out after you, Lady Coraline. With a 9! Scraping off your shield as you hold your defenses up.
He mod my shield!
Nimble Nick, it is your turn.
I'm
shall
gonna
you
shoot
do?
Him! And if I hit, that means to get close quarters.
Actually, don't forget you do have a
proximity. So
yes.
Advantage.
Mm-hmm. So I have a advantage. And is a 20, natural 20 good enough to hit? Can I borrow one of your six-sided three?
Yes.
You have adjacent friends, many of them.
Oh, yes. Even
we're most okay, too. So,
I'm not all here, right now.
11, but you're alive.
And that's what matters.
D&D.
14 points of damage.
Your arrow shoots out. And you guys see this angry bugbear when it gets back after scraping Lady Corlin's shield. It just roars in frustration as a little arrow goes.
And it falls down.
Yeah.
And its roar just goes from a. And it just.
And its lungs start filling up with blood and.
Falling down. And when it finishes its fall, its arc, it lands with its beaked face inches from the wizard's hands that were spread like this for his burning hands. And the beak just. And its dying breath. The stench just rolls over the salted elf.
Aww.
That's what you get for hurting my friend!
Well, since I'm about to take a long rest, so I can use my spells, I'm going to magic missile it anyway, because fuck it. And now I'm going to sleep.
Okay, before he sleeps, I'm going to.
So you fire magic missile, which thuds through its face and leaves a crater in its face.
Yeah. Wow. Could use the beak as a decoration on your robe, and then you could tell people about how you took out the owlbear.
Just the appropriate place to talk. It's almost one.
Okay.
We can keep going.
We could do another.
To take a break?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So everybody's going to take a long rest, I take it?
Yay! Yep.
Because everyone needs to recover because the owlbear smelled your cooking steak.
Yes, he did.
Two near deaths.
So I've learned a lot about mages in this game.
Don't get
squishy.
Hit.
Squishy clock.
Glass cannons. Not that. No. That unless you are using your spells, you're worthless, and you only get four of them.
You're never worthless. You have so much personality.
I can do eight
of them. You always use them as bait. quest without bait.
And that's a good place to end it there. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
This is That Takes. Okay, now.
Anybody else want shameless plug stuff?
Here we go.
Okay.
Dragon Age Inquisition, buy it. It's
good. DMC, Wild West Code.
World of Warcraft.
Dragon Age Inquisition. It's good.
Hey, I got a level 100 hunter.
If anyone's,
level 3
anyone's listening.
Firefly Yahtzee.
Anyone listening from any of the things we mentioned, send us stuff, please.
Destiny on the PS3.
Write us on iTunes.
Yes. Send us swag.
But you know what? Seriously, when I started this, the thing I didn't know you were recording. So
I want swag.
Come up to Tucson Games and Gadgets and make funny faces in the
window. Stop poking me.
We'll give you tea.
Yes, and M&M's. It's tradition.
Tradition. Wait.
We gotta stop before they burst the song again.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
If I were a rich man,
all day long I'd
bitty bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man, ha!